Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Monday, the 19th of October, 7:05 in the morning news, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, like I said, Carl and Linda Bott here, and Ashley at the helm.
Good morning. Happy National Seafood Bisque Day.
Oh, and?
Well, you have a certain taste for seafood bisque, I would think.
I haven't had one I've enjoyed yet.
So. Kind of like, you know, when you're eating it and you're getting the little shell fragments.
Maybe
in
Boston. I just can't imagine.
Boston.
Maybe someone here.
Boston.
It would be interesting if they had a seafood bisque night. Yeah. Go ahead. What else? What other days?
It's Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day.
Virtual desktop. Okay.
And Kentucky Day. LGBT Center Awareness Day.
Okay.
LGBT Center Awareness
Day. There's no Q in there.
Not on my paper, no.
Okay.
But I'm sure they mean all of those.
Oh, I'm sure they do. They would not leave out the Q. I'm sorry. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to, or we don't want to leave out the Q is what I'm going to say. I have to make sure I'm politically correct here, because the whole thing has, everybody and everything has to be represented at all times.
You should be, because I'm not going to be here in like 10 minutes.
Good morning and welcome to our morning show again, the weather. Hey, you know what? Don't put away those t-shirts just yet. You know, I did change out my closet, but here's what's happening for the week forecast for Reading in the north area. 89 today with our overnight lows, partly cloudy tonight with 60. Tomorrow calls for a sunny, but with a little bit patchy clouds in there with 90 again, overnight lows of 57, and Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of near 84 and overnight lows of 49. Mostly sunny Thursday, 77, and Friday we go to 79. We reach out to Saturday and see that then there may be a slight chance of showers, but still 72 and Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 74. Now, there is your forecast for the week, and as you know, it changes all the time. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, what pray tell do you mean that you won't be here in 10 minutes?
No, I won't be politically correct in 10 minutes.
I thought you're going to leave me at the altar.
To panic here.
What does that mean? Like, I got you here and I got to go. Okay. I have a couple things I want to talk about that are headlines. I'm sure you got a list.
No, you start
Okay,
first.
Well, we received a letter from our dentist. I love him.
Your dentist.
He said that, you know, I thought, oh, my God, he's I've been thinking about all these things during the COVID, like how, you know, people's practices and restaurants, and we haven't really talked about this with practices. So we opened up the letter, and it just had said that this small change that he's going to have to make is that he gives the senior and veterans a discount of 20%. And he's going to have to lower that too, I think. Forgive me on the numbers, but there's a lowering aspect of that. It's not excluding it altogether, but he's going to have to lower that. And then in the fraction of that will help with, some of the expenses that they have to, you know, what we're all doing is adjusting to. Well, the headlines today, I opened this up, it made me think about that. Dentists expected to raise fees, exit family practices as pandemic keeps patients away. Now, I don't know about you, but in my dentist's office, they are triple covered. They're almost like hazmat. They're covered from head to toe, from the shoulders down in plastic. They've got the gloves on. They have the mask on. They have the face thing over the mask. So, and the last time I went in to get for a teeth cleaning, she said, oh, no, this is, I teach as well, and this is our protocol all the time. So I didn't feel unsafe about it, but I just thought millions of Americans are delaying dental appointments due to concerns about coronavirus, prompting increased fees and fewer family practices. I'm just curious from our listeners this morning, have you experienced this with your particular dentist? Because, you know, we do live in a somewhat of a metropolitan area here in Reading. So what do you got there, pal?
Well, I'm just looking at the, you know, the question about court packing. Again, that Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, said that the Democrats have been looking at this ever since Trump was elected president. Now, here's the problem with this. You know, the Supreme Court of nine justices, it's been like that since 1869. And it is something that every Supreme Court judge or justice has agreed that you can't keep adding people to the Supreme Court. It should be that final say without the political side on it. Yeah, you can have people that, you know, that are originalist or textist originalist, like Amy Coney Barrett. You can have people like Justice Ginsburg, who was just the opposite of that, in there. But as the presidents are elected and as the Supreme Court justices no longer serve, either because they've retired or they're and they've died in office. But to pack it means to purposely put in people that have a certain political persuasion. And when you do that, it you do away with the last you do away with the last branch that has some semblance of fairness. Because if you know, a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate could put in, they could say, hey, look, we think that we should have more. So they pick people that are in their persuasion that believe in exactly what they believe in, and then they become appointed judges. Now, when the Democrats did away with the 60-person vote for a justice, either for a lifetime appointment with lower court justices, and then McConnell did it with the Supreme Court justice, that it made it more politicized. But still, it to the when you start talking about packing a court like Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted to do, the people rose up and said, this is not going to happen. And unfortunately, we've got a Democratic presidential candidate in 15 days that refuses to answer if he would support this. If he would support adding justices till they get the number that they want that will make the decisions. Now, here's the problem with this, and this is such a short-sighted solution, because the Republicans will come back. And then they get elected. So what do they do? Oh, well, you know what? We need four or five more justices on there to even this up. And then you've got four or five more justices on it to even it up. This thing is, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it's no way that it's good for the people, which is who they're supposed to be representing. And not their little things that they, oh, I just, you know, I think this should be done. So let's just add another justice on there. Just two more justices. That kind of evens it up. Well, wait, you know what? You don't think the Republicans are just as low as you are? Yes, they're going to do the same thing. How big a court is the Supreme Court going to be? 104 justices in 26 years. I mean, just think about it. Each time they lose, oh, we just have to, you know, because they're not ruling the way we want them to. I mean, it's ridiculous. And Joe Biden, who is running for the president of the United States, refuses to say that he will support this because he's afraid that people will then say, well, you know what? We don't want this. This is not good for the people. It's not good for the judicial branch. It's not good for, you know, this continual infighting between the elected elite. And well, they are elected elite.
Before we go to our break, I want to ask you a question, and also for our listeners. You know, if you go to any of your internet connections or you talk to people on the street, they've said they've already voted. I maybe know a handful of people who want to go like we do the day of the day of election day and walk in line, go to the polling booth, because people are doing it at the post office or at Kathy Darling's office where they go through.
Yeah, those are the places you can
right, hop off. Right, and they're doing it early. Yeah. And so don't you think at this point that people really, is there anything that can come out that's gonna change people's minds at the last minute?
Well, you know what? Here's the problem. If a third of what's on Hunter Biden's computer, and we're going to talk about that
when we get back after
when
the
we
break.
Get back, is true, it really starts off. It's a maybe not a fatal blow, but it is a very telling blow to Joe Biden. I mean, to the point where something can't, you know, there'll be action taken. People will be forced to do that, even the Democrats. But then again, maybe that's been the part, and maybe that's what the Democrats have wanted the whole time, is to get rid of Joe. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we get back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They're certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. They are one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. And they're the only hospital around here with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, which means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, healing starts there. We'll be right back, 7:16 in the morning here on Monday the 19th.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2, Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official administration for community living policy.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, health care, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district, and not for big money donors.
Paid for by Family Sports for State Senate. ID number 1423306.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of
Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:20 in the morning, and looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, And right now it's 63, going up to 91 today, 66 degrees tonight. So weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Football last night, all day yesterday.
Not all day.
Well, you had a rest day, so you watched a lot of football.
I watched football. Yep,
okay.
I did.
So it's interesting because after a lot of the protests and the kneeling, some people have just signed off on football. They were just ticked off at the whole thing. But I see that the networks have managed to not show the before game activities.
Of course. And there was, you know, but not all the teams have knelt, and not all the teams. And it's, you know what, I guess I could do that. I could say, well, I'm just tired of their listening to their BS. Now, there are some sports I won't watch because I think they've taken it over the top. And, you know, the, yeah, but I'm not going to apologize for watching football. Thanks for pointing it out to everybody that was watching it, though.
Well, our kids, we're going to be seeing them in Thanksgiving. Definitely they're Eagles fans. So, you know, there's part of the whole Eagles game. You got to talk about the players.
Eagles have not had a good year.
Well, but they're still their team no matter what. Win, lose, or whatever. If they didn't win a game yesterday, it still is their team.
You know, I had somebody say, you dropped the Hunter Biden fake story. Okay. From whoever this is, and they said this is a referendum on Trump, and it absolutely is an attempt of, this is a referendum on President Trump, this coming election. However, there's been no attempt of equality in the mainstream media. There's been no acknowledgement of the things that he has done that have been very positive for our country. There has been nothing like what he went through when they said that he was bought by the Russians and found to be, no, that's not true at all. And, you know, the fact is it was all based on a dossier paid for by, according to the FBI and the people that have studied it. It was bought, you know, and provided by the Democrats. But this thing with Hunter Biden that I'm talking about is this is a real hard drive. Hunter Biden's attorneys have asked to have it returned. The FBI's had it since last November. And Hunter Biden, when he turned it in, was called several times, many times, to come pick it up and pay for it, which he never did. So it became the property of the owner of the shop. And after he started looking at it, he realized that there were some things on here that he thought, you know, impacted on national security and plus other things. And so he turned it in. He called the FBI. The FBI came in and picked it up last November. The state of Delaware, where's FBI? And if you ask the FBI if they have it, they can neither confirm nor deny that they have it. You know, if they didn't have it, I'm sure they would say that we don't have something like that. Somebody's making all this up. So the Hunter Biden hard drive is real. Now, is it as serious as people are making it out to be? I don't know. But it is a story. It is a huge story that should be covered by the media. And, of course, if this was Donald Trump Jr.'s hard drive, do you really believe that it would that Facebook and Twitter would put say, oh well, this is unconfirmed, this is hacked, so we're not going to let you pass this around. Which was a terrible move on their part, as they admitted. The Twitter CEO said, you know what, we could do this a lot better. It just said is that, you know, we're having it checked, and we don't give any reasons. We just say we're pulling it off. And it was a bad move. Same thing as for Facebook. Now, when you get into this, even our own newspaper, the Record Searchlight, has not had one iota of this story in it. If you just read the Record Searchlight, you would not see a story in it. Tell me I'm wrong, my listeners. Tell me that it is. Tell me the Record Searchlight did have a story, and I just missed it. I read the Record Searchlight every day. I have not seen one. It is a USA-owned paper. I'm not even sure if on USA if they've addressed it. But if you don't address a story, then it becomes, you know, then it just disappears. This one is not going to disappear for a variety of reasons. But to have our own local newspaper not even mention it, that this, you know, there's been allegations, something, you know, it kind of, you know, and I'm going to write to Silas Lyons and ask him and the publisher and say, you know what, is it just because you don't believe it's true, or why haven't you had at least something in our local newspaper that said that a hard drive is being investigated by the FBI, that these things are supposedly on it, and including Joe Biden meeting with the people from this barista energy company was in it, in the emails that Hunter Biden. Now, something, though, that's even more to think about here. Hunter Biden has the same story that many privileged white kids have, the children of powerful politicians, Hollywood celebrities, mega-rich families, and that he's a failure. He's a failure who has a drug problem. And this is sad. His brother, by all accounts, seems to be just the opposite. A combat veteran, died young, though, from brain cancer. But Hunter Biden failed in the Navy. He received a discharge other than honorable because of drug use, because of cocaine use. He couldn't even stand there in the Navy. He ends up getting accused of fathering a child, which he denied and denied and denied till they took the DNA test. He's a man with a huge drug problem, and yet he gets hired at about $600,000 a year for a foreign energy company, and he has no expertise. And why is this? It's because they expected him to enable them to meet with people in powerful positions in the Obama government. This was one of the most corrupt companies in the Ukraine. And yet, the prosecutor that was going after them, that the Obama administration said, well, he's corrupt too, that Joe Biden said, either get rid of him or I'm pulling $16 million or $1 billion from you guys. Well, they got rid of him. And people talk about, and the way that Joe Biden described it was, well, SOB, they got rid of him. And he's laughing about it. Now, you know what, I go back into this, is what happens, what if the emails and the schedules and all these things that were in there, the 28,000 emails, what if just some of them are true? The parts where Biden met with the barista officials, or the Chinese officials, and the part where Joe could get $10 million out of this. What if, you know, what if there's enough fire there, even if it's a flicker of fire, that it becomes investigated and it turns into a roaring blaze? what happens then? Does it go into the Senate? Does it go, you know, are they going to, is the Congress going to open up investigations? You know, why hasn't the mainstream media at least looked at this? They're saying, well, it's all fake. Well, it's not fake. There's a hard drive there. Well, Giuliani had it. Well, the FBI's had it for 8 months. President Trump needs to direct the FBI to say, you know, to come out and make a statement one way or the other. He has to make it. They have to make a statement. We've looked at this, and yes, we are continuing to investigate. Yes, this is Hunter Biden's hard drive. Yes, there are things on here that we have forwarded to the Department of Justice to be investigated. Or they say, nope, this is not anything of any manner. That's what, you know, so that has to be done before this election. So people say, when I ask people, does it bother you that this is, you know, this has come out, that this is, you know, da, da, da. They don't address the question that what if it's true? What if it's true? Then there is going to be a huge sea change after this election. And I'm not saying if Trump loses, even if, you know, if Biden wins, there could be the real possibility of another 4 years of investigations over this, just like they did Trump. And what if any of this is true? Trump, from the beginning, when they accused him of this, fought against it, said it wasn't true, they're liars, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Joe Biden has not said this isn't his son's hard drive. And to me, it seems like it should be at least addressed. And if nothing else, a small story, maybe below the fold, maybe on the second page by our own local newspaper.
Time to take a break.
Well, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And what a good person she is. She's been doing this since 1993. She helped people during the car fire. And I'm not talking about the Zog, but the car fire. After the car fire, that weren't her customers, but she helped them get insurance. And then after they saw what a great job she did, they became her customers. And she's still there, still providing great information about fire insurance, health insurance, life insurance, business insurance. She's been doing it since 1993. Nobody's better at it than Judy Maxwell. Give her a call at 221-0441 or go by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridges, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hello, this is Mark Rosano, candidate for City Council. Did you know earlier this summer, Reading City Council sold a piece of land for $3,000 to a political opposition group in a bid to stop the Reading Rancheria's new casino, denying us 700 new jobs and millions of dollars for our local economy? I think it's just plain sleazy politics. When was the last time you could buy your own road for $3,000? Who knows? You probably could have got $300,000. The land in question is a strip of roadway specifically intended to prevent commercial access for the casino. Whether you agree with the casino project or not, our city council knowingly broke the law. Don't take my word for it. We're fortunate to actually have a real lawyer on city council who voted no because he knew the city would face litigation. Litigation that we, the taxpayers of Reading, would have to pay, which could cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to right a wrong. What did City Councilman DeQuista say?
Yeah. I'll say it. It's sleazy.
A vote for me, Mark Mazzano, on November 3rd is a vote for a new voice in Reading. Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Reading.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Gives me chills. Makes me, yeah, that's what we're going to do. 30 years ago today, Dancing with Wolves. This is, of course, the theme from that wonderful movie, the epic Western film starring Kevin Costner, premiered. It was Costner's directorial debut, too, and it won Oscar for Best Picture. A film adaptation of the book by Michael Blake, set in the 1860s, tells the story of a Union Army lieutenant who treks through the American frontier to find a remote military post and how he dealt with the Lakota people who had been at war with the Army. He develops a growing respect and appreciation for their lifestyle and culture, on and on. But there's a lot of Lakota, the language Lakota, spoken through this film with English subtitles. It was a box office hit, grossing $424 million worldwide after a budget of just $22 million. Three-hour saga. It was
one of the best movies.
In fact, I think tonight we should just, out of like celebrating an anniversary of one of our top 10 favorite films, Dancing with Wolves. So that's something that's very interesting. And think
Dancing with Wolves tonight.
30 years ago, I remember going to this film 30 years ago.
Really?
Yes, I do.
What did I have for breakfast this morning? So now, you want to talk about things 60 years ago? I might. But, and Kevin Costner's had, he's had really, really great films. And then he had Waterworld. I don't know if you remember Waterworld, where he was kind of a part amphibian and all this. He did this after Dances with Wolves, where he was just, he was riding high. And this was another epic tale. And the thing about it is, it didn't go over really big.
No, it was.
So now people go back and look at it and say, well, that's not a bad movie.
No, exactly. They come back later because the expectations, it's almost like you win the Oscar and then your next movie is a crapper. It happens a lot to a.
Well,
to,
look at Halle Berry. She won the Academy Award and then did Catwoman.
Yeah.
And, but people don't realize, I didn't realize it so much until you were explaining it to me, was that they already signed up for these movies. Mm-hmm. And that it's been a year since they've done that movie that got them the Academy Award. So then they go on to their next movie, And that one is made before even the other one has come out. So where they could have a movie like Dances with Wolves or The Monster's Ball or Cool Hand Luke for George Kennedy. Then they go into their next movies, which are just not to that quality at all. And they get hammered for it. Here's an Academy Award, you know, winner for this. And it's kind of like, well, but Kevin Costner has made a series of movies, you know, at least three baseball movies that I know of, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, and his last one about that's been on lately about a pitcher that's getting at the end of his career and he's fighting it. You know, am I going to be able to make it through the end of the season? He's made he's made really good movies, and then he's done Yellowstone, which has become a hit of TV, and that's starting its fourth season here. And
we love it.
I happen to have every one of those, every one in the series, every episode in the series saved.
Mm-hmm.
So that when we get close to the next season coming out,
you can watch all the way up.
We can do a binge of the last season because we know how it ended. The last
we haven't done that since Game of Thrones. We
haven't watched Game of Thrones.
We watched all the seasons all the way up into the final because it just kind of continuity is really good.
Yeah, and when you watch it, it's watching people that are very young and how they age through it, and then the characters that you missed. And that, like the little girl that was the one that, the little queen of this one area, she's like 12, 10 or 12. And you could just see if she had been the dragon queen, the series would have lasted one season. She's just ruthless and bloodthirsty, and you just gotta love her too, cause she's loyal. She was loyal to the family.
Speaking of somebody else, why we're talking wonderful actors and somebody who's had wonderful contributions to the art form. Happy birthday to John Lithgow, who turned 75 today after winning his first Tony Award for his 1973 debut Broadway performance, The Changing Room. He later tried his hand at comedy in 1996, playing the alien from outer space in Third Rock from the Sun, for which he received six consecutive Emmy nominations, winning three during the show's six seasons. Lithgow also voiced the evil Lord Farquaad in the animated film Shrek and earned Oscar nominations for supporting roles The World According to Garp and Terms of Endearment. Now, here's something you may not know. John Lithgow earned a degree in history and literature from Harvard, magna cum laude, and it's in history and literature, where he later became the first actor ever to give a commencement address at the prestigious university. He also sings opera and has written best-selling children's books, and his latest collection of comical satirical poetry is set for release this week. Dumpty at the age, he's had a great body of work, and we've watched him through the years. So happy birthday to John Lithgow.
Third Rock from the Sun. He was hilarious in this. in that. You know, they're talking about the next debate's Thursday. Ta-da.
Together or separate?
Together.
Okay.
Together.
No town hall.
And they're talking about Kristen Welker. And if you look at the USA, just look at two different papers, right? If you look at USAA.
U.S. Today or
I'm sorry, USA?
USA.
Mm-hmm. Today. What is it? USA Today?
USA Today.
Okay. Trump attacks Kristen Welker, saying that she's unfair and all this. And then, of course, USA Today says that, of course she's not. And Trump has attacked all of the moderators, one of which, Steve Scully from C-SPAN, got suspended because he lied about what he was tweeting. Trump is trying to undermine the next debate. This is from Joe Lockhart, the press secretary for President Bill Clinton. And they can't do it because she has been so fair and you agreed to her as moderator. No, frankly,
you know what
the moderator, I'm still holding out for Joe Rogan to be a moderator. I mean, Joe is, you know, he's got this hugely successful podcast that he just sold for $100 million to some large company who's already trying to restrict what he says. And, of course, that's not going over big with Joe. And then he was also a commentator and the ring guy for the MMA. And so, you know, right there you say to yourself, well, this is a guy that if they don't, you know, if you know, please let the other person talk, please. And then he goes, puts an arm bar on somebody or something like that, or says caustic things about him. Yeah, these things. So, okay, so welcome. And so USA Today is talking about there is nothing. This girl, it walks on water. Then you go over to the New York Post, and they point out how she's been a Democrat. And, you know, it's okay being a Democrat. Of course it's okay being a Democrat. But that her parents have given tens of thousands of dollars to $20,000 just to Barack Obama, plus thousands of dollars to other Democrat candidates. I don't know if it's her husband who is a speechwriter for a Democrats. She was busted on in 2016, was busted on live TV tipping off Hillary Clinton's communications director, Jennifer Palmieri, about at least one question she planned to ask her during a post-debate interview in Michigan. And at that time, Clinton was locked in a fierce fight for the Democratic nomination. I'm going to ask you about Flint, Walker 7, Michigan City's infamous water system. And so she gave out that. I mean, remember Donna Brazile that was yes. that gave out questions to Clinton. You know, again, isn't there somebody out there like me? I could be independent at that thing. I would be more than happy to say, we'll have a little order here. You know, this thing is, there's enough on both sides. You can ask questions. But you know what? Why don't we ask some questions maybe the American people are interested in? How about immigration? How about the comeback of the economy? How about the Second Amendment? Huh? How about something about the Second Amendment? How about the pro-life, pro-choice? What about that? What about those questions? Have you heard one question on any of those? No. You haven't heard anything about the Second Amendment. More guns were bought in this last year up to now, or up this year up to now than any time in history. And far outstrips last year's, and it's only October. They still got two more months. And trust me, if the Democratic Party wins, that you're not going to be able to buy a gun. Not because they're going to take them away from you, because they just won't. They can't make them
stores
fast
are
enough.
Now.
They can't make them fast enough. We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers are just a mainstay of people needing extra help in our community. Sharon's people are well-trained. They're all licensed by the state. They've all passed background checks, all DMV screening, drug testing, all of this. These are people that Sharon Clark would welcome into her own home. She wouldn't have anybody in your home that she would not have in her home. But now she's looking for some more amazing people to become caregivers. She has expanded her business during this COVID out there, still helping veterans, helping people who may have had surgeries and need some help part-time for a short time. So whether it's a day, hours, or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyhomehelpers.com. 7:47 in the morning, 63 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. The coronavirus has disrupted much of our normal life in Shasta County. The virus is to be taken seriously for those at risk. However, closing Shasta County has had a severe economic impact on our local businesses and families, and keeping them closed is not the answer. It's time to open Shasta County now. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you tired of corporate-bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work, and we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me. Pamela Swartz for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 142-3306.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Yeah, welcome back too. That's right, we're in a good fight. That's what we got to do here at on our morning show at KCNR. This is Linda and Carl. Good morning on this Monday edition. It is 7:52 in the morning. This is we're going to do a shout out to one of our sponsors who's been with us since day one, and we appreciate them so much. The owners of Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'd like to say we celebrate December 14th. We will be on the air 11 years. Thank you to our sponsors for making that and for our loyal listeners. And we just are ever grateful through these all these trying times, through the fires, through this pandemic, and we will get through. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They'll take your watches apart, fix your watches, stones, et cetera. And I wanted to share with you, Carl, I told you this yesterday when I came home. You know, we remember the show Cheers?
Yeah.
And everybody could find, take their troubles to Cheers at the bar, and they became friends, lifelong friends. And that happens up at the doggy park, and the Benton doggy park, and the Benton Airport doggy park. And yesterday, I think it was either yesterday or the day before, I was walking the dog out to the car, and there was a lady, there's a little dog park, and then there's a big dog park. So she was walking her, she had her little dog, she took into the little one for a while, and then the big, so we were, you know, you kind of come out in a common area before you go into the parking lot. And she said to me, are there trails around here? And I proceeded to tell her the trails that I did know of. And she said, any off-leash? And I said, well, I have to look that up because, you know, we don't take elk killer out to off-leash properties to run around. Because she might
intimidate. She beat up those two pit bulls and that.
She might intimidate the others.
That's right. She gets intimidating us.
So anyway, we proceeded to talk, and she had said that she had just moved here to Redding. I said, wow, well, okay, welcome. You've come at a very intense time. She said, well, I love the, her mind went, I love the heat. I love it hot. I moved from Eureka. And I said, well, we love it here. We've traveled a lot and done lived many places in our lives. And we've decided that we wanted to make Redding our home. And we've been here for now, I mean, 15 years. So, anyway. I got her name, but what's interesting is that she's a scientist that works in a lab. So she is in the aspect of diseases, blood work. She's a laboratory scientist. And I said, oh, well, this COVID thing. She said, yeah, I think. And I said, do you think it's just a flu? She said, oh, no. She said, this is like the Black Plague. In us worldwide. She said, and expect, you know, like what Fossey said, she said, I really kind of agree with him that we are going to be looking at this probably till spring of next year. So I was telling my parents that because, of course, anybody who's listened to the show knows that I'm trying to get my parents to move to Redding, 89 and 87. And I was just thinking about that. So I told my mom what this lady said up at the doggy park. And she said, well, that's only 6 months. No, I think that those are positive responses. She said, well, that's really, really think about it. It's only 6 months. So that's something to look forward to because I know my parents are at the stage in life, they still take these big, long trips. They had the Baltic Islands plan. They had a Route 66 bus trip where they flew to Chicago and did all of the Route 66 route. And both of those were canceled. So I thought that was interesting to hear an 87-year-old lady say, oh, that's only 6 months.
Well, you know what? Your parents are like that, though. They are always looking forward to things. They are very optimistic. They're always a glass half full. And traveling for them means, you know, that you know, if they're gonna, they go on a long trip every year, 3 weeks, sometimes longer, sometimes two of these trips. And this is what they do. They get ready. They make maps. I mean, they prepare for everything.
They shop.
Get
new suitcases.
And then they have a great time.
Yeah.
They have a great time on these. I mean, just last year before all the COVID started, they spent three weeks in Asia.
Yeah.
And okay, we're not talking about the, like, Hong Kong. We're talking about Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam.
Right.
And for 3 weeks there and had a great time. They had their, you know, thoughts. They said they would never buy shrimp from, they would never buy shrimp that came from Cambodia. Ever. They would never, in fact, your mom checks, you know, if she's buying shrimp, she sees if it comes from Cambodia, I will find it from someplace else. You know, I'll buy it from Oklahoma. I'll buy shrimp from Oklahoma. Before I buy shrimp from shrimp raised in swimming pools in Oklahoma before I bought shrimp from Cambodia after she saw the way it was handled. But this is the kind of people they are. And now, 6 months, okay, then we can go back and start our trips again.
Celine Dion.
They had tickets for her, you know. Yeah, they're kind of expensive, but they don't care because they wanted to go see them. They're 89 and 87. They do what they want to. They're
right.
Great. I hope I have the energy in 10 years that they have.
But my point being is that when we ran into this lady who was a scientist at the doggy park, unknown, brand new to Redding, was hired here. I didn't ask her specifics because I didn't want to. I did say, do you mind me asking what you do? You know, why you travel so much? I thought maybe she was a traveling nurse because we do have lots of traveling nurses that come through and do like 2 or 3 month stints and then leave. So she just was exploring the area, finding it out. But she was very kind. And my point going back to is that she thinks that this is something that is not just the flu and it can be deadly, obviously. And that when she says it's like the Black Plague, that was pretty intense. And it's happening worldwide, not just because I told Mom. She said, oh, when this election is over, this whole thing's going to go away. I said, Mom, I have to tell you about this lady I met at the doggy park today. She's a scientist and works in the lab dealing with diseases and blood. Anyway.
Okay, we got to take a run. The Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect joined us, and they're out there drinking free coffee, I hope. Get them going for this morning, because I'm feeling pithy today.
Are you?
Pithy.
Okay.
Not what you think I just said, but pithy. Anyway, so with pithy comments and things.
That's
like,
very British.
You know what?
That's a British thing.
I wish I had time to give a shout out to the mayor of San Francisco. Yes, a shout out. Ring the bell for the mayor of San Francisco that actually, I mean, she said things that you just want to stand up and cheer. Yeah, San Francisco. About our schools. We'll be right back after these messages in the news.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. 15 days to the election, the presidential candidates fighting hard for each and every vote. President Trump today will hold two campaign rallies in Arizona.
The president captured Arizona in 2016, but finds himself in a tight race against Democrat Joe Biden. After holding a late afternoon rally yesterday here in neighboring Nevada, Mr. Trump will deliver campaign speeches in Prescott and Tucson. Today's rallies are the final events in a three-day trip that had the president stumping in the Midwest and Southwest. At every stop, he's been touting his administration's policies while attacking Joe Biden's nearly five decades in Washington. Greg Clugston with the president in Las Vegas.
And over the weekend, Biden was in North Carolina, where a Democrat hasn't won a White House race since 2008. Biden telling voters stakes couldn't be higher. There's a national debate over the need for stepped-up school security in France following a deadly attack on a teacher last week. The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris.
Something will have to be done to reassure teachers, because, of course, they feel extremely exposed after what has happened. The government is doing everything it can to reassure them verbally, but I would imagine when they come back after half term, there will be maybe a greater police presence around some schools, certainly new procedures in place, I would suggest.
The horrific attack triggering a crackdown on Islamic terrorism in France. The Supreme Court has agreed to review a Trump administration policy. It makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for U.S. court hearings. Because the court's calendar is already full through the end of the year, the justices will not be hearing this case until next year. On Wall Street, stocks have now turned negative. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 5 points. The S&P 500 index off 3, and the NASDAQ currently down 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build a bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Despite a second attempt at a ceasefire, Armenia and Azerbaijan trading accusations of violating the new truce just a day after it took effect.
This is the sound of a family burying their loved one, an Armenian soldier who was allegedly killed during fighting over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh, hours after a ceasefire was announced. The soldier's death follows reports from Armenian military officials of artillery shelling and missile strikes by Azerbaijani forces in the conflict zone overnight. Likewise, Azerbaijan's ministry accused Armenia of using large-caliber weapons to attack the positions of the Azerbaijani military in two regions north of Nagorno-Karabakh along the border, a claim Armenian military officials denied. I'm Karen Chamas.
Bars and restaurants across Belgium shut down for a month, and a nighttime curfew is now in effect. Health authorities warning of a possible tsunami of new coronavirus cases. News and analysis at townhall.com. A decade-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran, it barred the country from buying foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets, has now expired.
The expiration comes despite objections from the U.S. Iran is hailing the end of the arms embargo, quote, a momentous day for the international community in defiance of the U.S. regime's effort, unquote. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has insisted it's reinvoked all U.N. sanctions on Tehran. U.S. officials say they've done this via a clause in the nuclear deal that the U.S. pulled out of in 2018. But that's a claim ignored by the rest of the world. Andrew Stewart reporting.
Twitter has blocked a post from a presidential advisor who suggests that masks do not work to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Dr. Scott Atlas had joined the White House back in August as a science advisor. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour here with Linda and Carl Bott, or Carl and Linda Bott, however you want to look at it. You walk in, when you walk out, it's left and right. When you come in, it's right and left, whatever. So good morning to our morning show, and I hope everybody's doing well on this 19th of October, 8:05 in the morning. And I'm going to give you a quick update with the weather. It's going to be sunny with our high of 89 and overnight lows of 60. Tomorrow calls for 90 with sunny and patchy skies, mostly clear with the overnight lows tomorrow night. Wednesday calls for sunny and a high of 84, Thursday 77, Friday 79 as we progress to Saturday. According to the National Weather Service, Saturday with a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 72, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 74. There's your weekly forecast. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. And with us is Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to say is that Susan, after all these years and all the work I've done, has finally moved to the red, side. It's been hard. It's been difficult. You know, she's canceled my votes God knows how many times in the last 10 years. But today she moved to the red side. And I just would like to make an announcement for everybody that's listening. And right now I can hear in the distance progressive heads exploding. Okay, in reality, she just sat down behind the red microphone instead of the blue microphone. I take anything as a symbol,
and you're
as
green.
An omen,
you're
as green. An omen that you have seen the light.
Don't get carried away.
Okay.
We have an hour here.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll let that one go now.
Listen, welcome anyway.
Thank you.
He's got to tease and humor you. Last time I saw you was at the, we went to the, farmer's market.
Right.
We didn't go together, but I saw you there. And,
right.
It's such a lovely event.
It is. It's a great event. And, you know, across the state, lots of farmer's markets have closed, but ours manages to stay open and it has a good setup going the way that I actually like it better since COVID because things are more spread out.
Right.
They're not on top of each other. People actually seem almost more relaxed, you know, and darn, the food's good.
Yeah, that's right. You can get the little crepes or the little, I don't know what they have there. I mean, I just know that I steered in there not expecting to go to the farmer's market, saw the big pumpkin, and went, oh, yeah. So left with some wonderful produce.
Right. Great tomatoes. I mean, it's hard to start buying tomatoes in a grocery store again.
Uh-huh. And they're open, the farmer's market, is it till December 14th or December?
No, I think it's just till the end of October.
Okay.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Well, why don't they, you know, and talk about truth in advertising, why don't they advertise tomatoes that you buy in markets as cardboard tomatoes?
I know.
Because,
it's very difficult.
Because It kind of tastes
maybe
like
they're
cardboard.
Red tomatoes.
Oh, just
oh,
red,
sorry.
Okay, red tomatoes. You know, but see, that's true. It doesn't say anything about taste,
no.
though. Red cardboard tomatoes.
Red cardboard tomatoes.
Yeah, anyway.
Well,
okay.
Again,
moving
if you're
right
just
along.
With us, Susan Wilson is our guest this morning, and we're going to be talking about something that is really important, uncomfortable, but truthful. And we are going to be discussing numbers and statistics of situations that are happening here in Shasta County. And we need to be mindful as we hear these from Susan this morning about what these kinds of experiences are as they are magnified with our pandemic.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons I asked if I could talk about this today. You know, I think that it's really important.
And the subject being adverse childhood experiences and what's going on and what happens to the child as they're growing in a stressful environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what happens to the parents who have those same who acquired those experiences when they were children. So just to get started on this, This study took place in San Diego. It was a Kaiser Permanente study. And back in the late 1990s and was published in the 2000s by Vince Folletti and Robert Anda. And we're lucky because Robert Anda actually came to Shasta County 3, 4, 5 times and trained a whole bunch of us and about his study. So there are 10 adverse childhood experiences. And everybody goes, of course there are more than 10, but there are 10 that they picked. And I think it's important that we realize what those 10 are. So can I just quickly run through it? So they have 3 in the area of abuse. One is physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. 2 in the area of neglect, physical and emotional. And I will remind you that Shasta County has twice the number of under 1-year-olds in foster care because of maltreatment as the California average. So obviously we're seeing some of the results of that already. And then they measure some household dysfunctions, mental illness, incarcerated relative, substance user, mother treated violently, and divorce. So here you have these 10 adverse childhood experiences. And the way they rate them is everybody takes a little test. It has 10 questions on it that go to these questions. And you get a number. And when you get the number, then we start converting it into statistics. So if we go to statistics, we know that in Shasta County, basically we have twice the adverse childhood experiences as the state average. But we're not alone. All of Northern California, this is something really that should be a study in itself. All of Northern California has very high adverse.
Like Modoc and?
Modoc, Butte, Tehama, Siskiyou, Humboldt. So it says something about our society, I guess. Something about the way we run things up here. So they start counting ACEs, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. In Shasta County, the population, now I'm not talking about you if you have 4 ACEs or me if I have 4 ACEs, but the population in general that has 4 or more ACEs is 40% of our population compared to the state where it's only 16.7%. So that's more than twice.
Okay, so I'm going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that inner city L.A. or inner city San Francisco or inner city or how about Stockton or Fresno and places like this have less than half of what we have. I mean,
Remember, we're talking averages, and I wager that Central LA has worse scores than we have.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of other people in the state, you know, that change the average up.
Okay. But you know, but to say that one of the things that Shasta County takes serious is domestic abuse, child abuse, and ACEs.
Mm-hmm. They take it real seriously.
And they all fit together.
Well, they all fit together. However, we also have one of the premier domestic violence centers in California right here. I think a lot of times that when you get numbers, it's because we take these things seriously and we go out. We have places that domestic victims of domestic violence come to.
That's right. So we know about them.
We have police that are trained to look. And I would say the vast majority of cities and towns in California don't have the emphasis put on it like we do. And when you do that, you have a tendency then to grab things that may be true where other places don't. Uh-huh. And they keep hitting us over the head with, oh, we're twice the average. We're worse. But as you said, you go to a lot of places, they're worse than we are. But you look at an average for the whole state. But does El Cajon, California, have a place like One Safe Place?
And I don't know, but I want you to know that I was on the One Safe Place board when it was the Women's Refuge.
Right.
I was on that board for like 10 years.
I think it's a wonderful
place. I really believe in it.
It is a standout place, and I'm glad we do, and I'm glad we take this seriously. But every time I hear that, oh, we're twice as bad as all of California, which is not true, it's of the average in California. But if El Cajon, California, had a place like One Safe Place, would their numbers jump up?
You know, we've talked about data before,
yeah.
You and I, and I really think the data is critical. I think the original data done in the ACES study was done quite well. It was done at Kaiser Permanente. It was done over years. It was done in combination with the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. I think their data is really good. What we did in Shasta County to come up with our data, now I have to tell you, our data is based from 2012.
Oh.
Just for clarity, and I'll explain that a little bit. Our data is from 2012, and we got that by really doing our own survey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't just arbitrarily pluck numbers and go, I think that. We actually asked people these questions. And there's been a lot of data collection since then. So you know I run Youth Option Shasta. And Youth Option Shasta works with at-risk youth. We do the ACEs, Teenage ACEs Prevalence Questionnaire with them. And I have to tell you that those youth have a lot of issues.
And I don't want to give the impression that I think that this is hoo-yah, because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying is that when we look at the numbers, and everybody agrees with me, including news, we take it seriously up here. We ask the questions where I think that in many, many, many other cities this size, especially this size,
right,
and even maybe even twice our size, it goes up under the 300,000 mark, I don't think they take it seriously as we do, and that kind of skews the numbers someplace else. But I, you know, for that I can't prove it, but I bet somebody could take a look at it and say, well, no, nobody does it like you guys do. Mm-hmm. You guys do it because you take it seriously, so your numbers are higher. But we got to take a break. Did you
Yes, we did that.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, community oriented, dedicated, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They were there for us when it came to the Paycheck Protection Program. They were there for us when it came to helping people move their dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. Two branches in town at 1845 California Street and in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They are going to be, in fact, Linda and I are going to be there Thursday, or Trish and I are going to be there Thursday. For a fundraiser that Cornerstone Community Bank is allowing us to use their premises there, again, helping the community. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages.
So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over 2 decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Redding. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 142-3306.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
You know, there's some great fishing around Redding, but there's some great problems here, too, because of politics. Heck, some of these politicians must think I'm a fish, because they keep throwing me line after line of gonna do's to get elected, but then nothing gets done. Former Mayor Winter said our homeless problem was beyond the scope of local government. That's like me saying I can't catch a big fish because my tackle's too small. Come on. Or how about McIlvain? Promising privatized internet 4 years ago. Oh, but now he's up for re-election saying, let's do a pilot program for $800,000, knowing it could be rejected by the voters. You know the old saying, if it smells like fish? Well, I'm casting my vote for Mark Masano for city council. Masano's a 28-year vet of the California Highway Patrol and is going to work his city council job full-time so something does get done.
My name is Mark Masano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Masano, council member, City of Reading.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Okay,
the phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 8:22 in the morning, 63 degrees. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793.
You asked for cauliflower.
You know what? Here's what happens. We've got three producers that perform miracles every day. One finding me and getting me in front of the microphone. That's always a good one. You know, they come running. You can hear them. They all go. Every one of them runs out at about 2 minutes after seven and yelling, 3 minutes! 3 minutes! Where's Carl? 3 minutes! And then I'd come out of wherever I am, and I stumble in here. But then to get even with them, I say, they go, what are we going to talk about next? So they find music. And so this time, Ashley was in here telling us how you can breed tomatoes with potatoes, and then you get tomato ketchup and French fries. And I said, okay, I got that. Now, go find a song on cauliflower. You're so good. And she ran back in there. And we just had a song on cauliflower. So
of course.
Next time, it's going to be rutabagas. See if you can find, if you're so good, find one on rutabagas.
Speaking of farmers markets, yes, we do have the Sundial Bridge goes till October. And the one downtown by the downtown market, I think that's the one that we
have. Yeah, the one by the city hall.
Is open till December. So I don't know what, usually I just remember that, thinking, what do you know, come fall.
Yeah.
I guess you're looking at squash and stuff like that. But anyway.
Moving right along.
Rutabagas.
Susan Wilson is with us today. And we're talking about adverse childhood experiences. Mm-hmm. And that the original survey, mm-hmm. and this was a very extensive survey, was taken in 2012.
Right.
And since then there have been updates that Shasta County, and most of all Northern California, has got double the average.
Right.
Now, as I bristled on that one, and I said, you can't tell me Fresno and Stockton and parts of L.A. and all those places are you know, better than us. And she pointed out, no. But if you look at the average. And then my argument to that is, first of all, yes, adverse childhood experiences are to be taken seriously. I take them very seriously. We devote a lot of time on our station from different organizations talking about this. But if you have organizations here that take it seriously like we do, your numbers are going to be higher.
That's right.
I just believe that.
That's right. You know, a lot of the issues here in Shasta County depend on the ACE prevalence, and that's one of the reasons that I think that we can say that we do take it seriously. The Department of Public Health and Mental Health and all of those, even, you know, we talked just during the break about the city and homelessness. You know, I think that we really do attend to those issues in our county, and that's why ACE becomes an issue that we also want to talk about, because you know, I provided you with this picture here of ACEs, and a lot of times I like to talk about ACEs in terms of a tree covered with leaves, an oak tree, if you will, in the ground and with the roots. And so when you look at a city like Redding, we do have some problems. You would agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
We have problems that include poverty. And, of course, there's me, discrimination of different kinds. That's my reason for often being on your show. Community disruption. We've had two fires now. We have the COVID pandemic. All those things take a toll on the population.
We have a very testy election coming. And on top of that, there was a Supreme Court justice question. Mm-hmm. All of these things impact on adults in many ways. And if it impacts on the adults,
it impacts on the children.
Right.
You know, and one of the things that we worry about is when we have a parent with some of the characteristics that go with adverse childhood experiences, often those are passed down to the children. So we're not resolving the problem as well as we can. And that's why places like First Life Shasta, places like Youth Options where I work, the Women's Refuge called One Safe Place,
right.
Excuse me.
One Safe Place.
Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, Head Start. I mean, you can go through the list of folks that are in this community that are trying to do things that actually counteract that root problem in the community.
Well, how do you counteract? So you get kids, and well, one thing is not having schools open has just exasperated this terribly, I would imagine. I mean, I don't have any data on that, but I think that we have no idea how having everything shut down is going to impact on our community, and it'll take a couple years really to find out. But since the kids can't go to school, and well, we are starting to open them up now, what can be done?
We might be closing them down right after we open them up.
Yeah, we might be. But what about the what can we do? What are you doing to address these?
Well, you know, I'm not in the education field much anymore, but I I see parents who are staying home from their jobs to take care of their children and try to do their job at the same time. Is it realistic for us to expect that? Is it realistic? I think it's great that parents get to spend this time with their children. Parents are a child's best teacher. I mean, generally speaking.
Generally.
I wouldn't put that at 100%, but generally, parents are a child's best teacher. However, if the parent has other things to do and the parent has all these problems they're worrying about, do I have to evacuate? Do I not have to evacuate? I'm not working. Do I have enough money for food?
The coping skills.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you have to teach core. You have to be the teacher for core math, and you have your own BS that
yes.
you're dealing with, mental illness, craziness.
Right.
And you're now enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
There comes the abuse.
Yep. And we think abuse did go up, but there's literally, speaking of collecting data, how do you measure it when that child has not seen anybody else in 6 months?
Right.
You know, so I think that it's not that adverse childhood experiences is going to wreck our community. My view of it is, wow, now we have some data to work away from and go back to how do we teach these children resilience? You know, how do we teach these children coping skills? How do we teach these children ways to overcome the stress, sometimes moderate stress, occasionally toxic stress? What do we teach them, you know, to overcome that? And we have done some great things in this community. You've probably heard of Triple P, Positive Parenting Program,
mm-hmm.
where they go in and work with the parent around a specific child and the issues they have with the discipline. That's wonderful, you know, because parents need to learn those kinds of routine things, and they need to keep a routine. They need to be consistent in their discipline, mm-hmm. not occasionally punish for this and occasionally not. I mean, children learn to manipulate their parents.
Absolutely.
Quite young.
How much can we get away
this
with?
This happens in all families.
Sure does. So, sure does.
You know, we can't just say, okay, these are kids with adverse childhood experiences that are manipulating their parents. I mean,
no.
But they meet that criteria of this because of a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
And there are programs out there to help parents cope with them if the parents are open to it, though. Do parents, and we got to take a break, mm-hmm. but do you have problems with parents acknowledging that? Wait till after the break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber, Estate Granite, has been the man for over 16 years. Custom your home in Shasta County and beyond. You give him an idea of what you're looking for, and Mike's going to come up with some brilliant ideas to enhance your kitchen, your bathroom, other places in your house. And he works on this, and he's been very successful at this to the point where he works by appointments only. So give him a call at 241-STONE. Check out EstateGranite.com. Come over to our house, look at our kitchen, and see what he did there. He's the kind of guy that you can give your keys to and say, I'll be back in 3 days. Feed the dog. This is Al Huber, Estate Granite. We'll be right back with Susan Wilson and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we're talking about adverse childhood experiences.
I don't like to eat them. Hide them in your sister's underwear drawer. 2x2, 4x4. I don't like to eat them.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the community fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2, Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2, HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2, HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2, HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 0094-0100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridges, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Everybody's been down, hit the bottom, hit the ground. Ooh, you're not alone.
Welcome back to KTNR on this Monday morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We're live. Welcome, 8:36 in the morning. We're here with Susan Wilson, and Carl's I think you're doing some kind of dance. I'm not sure what it is.
That was slapping.
It's the nerd dance.
It's called Cypress Square Barbershop. It's bringing us this segment, Man's Last Stronghold, you know, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're doing everything right by the book and making sure that you're safe, and you can't find a better place to get a haircut. I've had my haircut there. I haven't had from anywhere else in the last 13 years. So that tells you something. And they do a great job. They work by appointments only, so you give them a call at 244-9478. And I kind of miss the old days, and maybe we'll get them back, where you go in there and they had, gosh, a whole magazine rack, Car and Driver, Aviation, Guns and Ammo. I mean, just everything. Not Cosmopolitan, but everything in there. Though Ted Leidy did ask to have Cosmopolitan put in there just for him. And you got to sit down there and kind of listen. You know, they work. You know, even if you had an appointment, say, at 2 o'clock, you get in there like 1:30.
You missed the good old days.
I missed those.
The good old days were only 6 months ago, but we missed the good old days.
Yeah. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop.
I read an article this morning or yesterday. No, it was this morning because I've been up since 5, that said that we should not anticipate seeing January 2020, you know, what we were doing then, for at least 3 years. That was kind of frightening.
It's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I kind of look at it like at some point, we have to look at, and don't think that I'm callous about this, we've got to look at the death rate. It's only like 2 point, I say only, it's only like 2.4%, 2.6% of those who catch COVID, and many of those are elderly that have a comorbidity. Maybe we have to take a look at still, you know, the separate, you know, distancing ourselves, washing our hands, yeah, wearing masks, but, and get on with our lives. Uh-huh. And because if we don't, things like these adverse childhood experiences are going to explode. Suicides exploding, drug abuse, alcohol abuse exploding, domestic violence exploding, homelessness exploding. If we don't just say, you know what, I'm sorry those people are dying. I really am, but we have got to move forward. We cannot let this curtail our economy forever. We can't let it stop our kids from going to school. You know, kids are seem to be the most resilient in this. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is just me wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. But what happens? You just said you heard something could go on for 3 years. We can't do this for 3 years.
Right. So the issue becomes really, and they were saying 3 years because we don't even have an approved vaccine. We're pretty sure that the first vaccines that come out are not going to be 100% effective.
No,
they're saying 50% effective.
Yeah.
For those who take it. And one third, they predict one quarter to one third of our population will refuse to be vaccinated.
And it's not just anti-vaxxers. When you talk about a third, that's 100 million people.
And so how do you build this word that they use all the time, words, herd immunity? How do we get to that point, you know? So that's when they were saying masks are going to be around for a long time, some social distancing.
Frankly, I like the idea of social distancing. You know what? Trust me, I like social distancing. I hope they keep those little markers in the supermarket and other places and then down in the drugstores. I hope they keep them there forever. I don't want people right behind me in the line. I have to listen to their BS. And
listen,
you know,
to them on their phones.
Oh,
I just
God.
Hate that.
You know, stay 6 feet away from me. I frankly find that part of social distancing one of my happiest days.
Let's get back to
adverse childhood. Because I asked you a question before we broke.
Okay.
Which I can't remember now. But it has, what were we talking about?
Yeah, I don't even remember. We talked about too much else.
Right. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's what happens when you have to take a commercial break, but we do have to take our breaks.
I also had to go to the bathroom, and I just forget anything after that. So, like when I cram for test, I would have all this till I went to the bathroom, and then you could ask me the same questions again, and it's gone. Gone.
Don't even remember they were there.
Too much information here? Too bad.
All right, let's get back to you, Susan.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about
snow plowing.
Oh.
That's what we were talking about.
Snow plowing,
because we
that's
were talking
right.
about, you see this in rich parents. Why do rich parents and rich politicians' kids and Hollywood celebrities and, you know, really rich people, how their children will turn out many times drug addicted, early suicides. Never make anything of themselves. Joe Biden has two sons. One's a hero in combat. Bo Biden, a great guy from everything I've read, dies of brain cancer. Hunter Biden, who obviously, as he self-admits, has a real cocaine crack problem in his life. So you have that. So, and you said...
And the word that came out of my mouth was parental snow plowing.
Yeah.
In other words, they plow the way for their children rather than their children learning some of the skills you need to make it in the world, like, you know, resilience. You know, many kids, and I won't say they're just rich people's kids or politicians' kids, but many kids, their parents cut the path for them. You know, remember that cheerleader lady who...
Yes.
Years ago, you know, that was what I call adult snow plowing. She's making the way for her children.
Well, no, it was parents it's a couple of years ago that they bought their kids way into school.
Yes,
and
that's right.
Had their kids get pictures taken that were fake pictures to get them into the college they wanted.
And some of them didn't even want to go to college,
right.
And they were getting into college,
that's
you know,
right.
because college is fun. So, I mean, I think it's really interesting some of the habits that we have developed as adults. I mean, I wanted the best for my child, but what I did was I bought her a computer so she could write her papers faster. You know,
right.
I mean, parents are responsible for their kids, and they want to help their kids, and that's right. Snow plowing is when you go over the line.
And you do everything for them.
Yeah.
And you,
so
and
it's a neat it's neat verbiage, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come right back because we talked about snow plowing, but then let's finish this up with our how do you, you know, when you get the kids into schools, what do teachers do? And you were talking about how the parents are get into the, you know, the PPP.
Triple P.
Mm-hmm. Triple P, but what happens when they don't want
to?
And again, you just talked about rich families are doing this. They call it snow plowing. But snow plowing doesn't necessarily mean just rich. It could be any level where they are not having their kids take responsibility and they get them into they achieve without trying, I guess.
Yeah.
I think you'd see that more in richer families, though.
Maybe.
Okay.
Middle class, I think.
Okay, middle class. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around.
Demons are prowling everywhere. Nowadays,
I'll send them howling. I don't care. I've got ways.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, health care, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district, and not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 142-306.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You know, there's some great fishing around Reading. But there's some great problems here, too, because of politics. Heck, some of these politicians must think I'm a fish, because they keep throwing me line after line of gonna-dos to get elected, but then nothing gets done. Former Mayor Winters said our homeless problem was beyond the scope of local government. That's like me saying I can't catch a big fish because my tackle's too small. Come on. Or how about McElvain? Promising privatized internet 4 years ago. Oh, but now he's up for re-election saying, let's do a pilot program for 800,000, knowing it could be rejected by the voters. You know the old saying, if it smells like fish, Well, I'm casting my vote for Mark Masano for City Council. Masano is a 28-year vet of the California Highway Patrol and is going to work his City Council job full-time so something does get done.
My name is Mark Masano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Masano, Council Member, City of Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, our guest is Pamela Schwartz, who is running against Senator Brian Daley. She is a Democrat running for him. She's back on the show tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and we'll see what she and see what's happening with her campaign and what she wants to do if elected. So we've invited the Daleys on, and they have decided they don't want to come on the show.
Too.
I'm sorry, what?
They did that to me, too,
with the
League of Women Voters.
Yeah,
they declined. Well, did not respond.
Did not respond.
They did not decline. They did
they
not
just,
respond.
Well,
we always have, the League always, as you know, has candidate forms for everything, and the Daleys just never responded.
Yeah. Well, we've asked them both to come on, and they're, for whatever reason, though we have always supported Brian Daley in the past. They just didn't want to come on.
Mm-hmm.
Strange. Anyway, let's go back to adverse childhood experiences and where we were at about what. How do we get people into this?
So I want to talk about why they become so important in our community. You know, when you have these adverse childhood experiences, it affects the way that you live your life sometimes. So many people in that population with high adverse childhood experiences have risky behaviors. We know they have risky behaviors. Maybe they're substance users, maybe they're drinkers, maybe they have sex early and not carefully. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the different risky behaviors that we can come up with. When you have those risky behaviors, those can cause health issues. So you drink, your liver can go. You know, you smoke, you can have COPD. I guess I would say for your actions, you have the consequences.
Sure.
And a lot of those consequences are health. So your health is not so good. We've seen what happens when you have poor health and you acquire COVID. You know, you're more at risk. In that world, but you're also more at risk in the ACEs world because you have that bad health. We estimate, or the study estimated, that people with four or more adverse childhood experiences, that population, not the person, not you, not me, but that population, is likely to die 10 years earlier, you know, and that's a significant amount of earlier, shorter life. The question is, how do we change that? And so what we need to do is really, we can't necessarily change the number of adverse childhood experiences, Carl, you had, because we're talking about experiences that happened to you before age 18. We can't take you back to 15 and get rid of them, you know.
Most of those are self-inflicted.
You're stuck with them, so to speak. So we have to teach people to deal with them, and we have to teach the community to deal with them as a whole. You know, I was talking about the pairing of the community and the individual. You know, we just have to work harder on providing a safe environment. We have to train parents. There's research that shows that we tend to parent like we were parented without even knowing that we're parenting that way.
Of course, it's a knee-jerk.
Yeah.
What you know.
And there's a great article by this woman, Selma Freiberg, who talks, it's called Ghosts in the Nursery, and it says, you know, we will parent the way we were parented without knowing that we're parenting that way. So what we have to do is build strong families. We have to build stronger families. We have to help those families with triple P. We talked about triple P, positive parenting, where they learn how to discipline their children appropriately. They learn how to set routines for their children, expectations for their children, all of which are realistic. You ask me, what can our schools do? Our schools can do the same exact thing. Set consistent, appropriate discipline. Set expectations for kids that are realistic for each child. And that means that we can't have an expectation across, you know, 50 kids. We have to realize each kid's a wee bit different, you know. We just need to build a stronger family and a stronger community. And you've heard me say this before. You know, for kids who lack good parenting, or for any kid, period, really, shouldn't even say lack good parenting, they need mentors. What happens is the research shows that kids who have two caring, competent adults who are not in a parenting role, their trajectory towards a resilient life, college, being employed, it just changes. And you would think that in a town like this, we could find a mentor for every kid who needed one. You would think that.
Well, one of them, but we can't. One of them would be the teacher.
A teacher?
And then you need one more.
Right.
To help people.
So, you know, I was involved in a study several years ago with foster kids and school. Many of the foster parents did not even know that the teacher's name. So they weren't working with the teacher. So there's no consistency for the kid across school and home. That's not good.
No,
that's not good.
I understand that. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
I believe in the village raising my child some 35 years ago. I did it myself. And what states have the most problem with child abuse? It's all the blue states. Illinois, New York, California. It's full of parents that want to be buddies to their children. That's it. Period. And they got more social workers and more dope addicts than the other states combined. You have a good day.
Thank
you.
Well, you know what he's saying is that we do have a lot of we are throwing a lot of money.
We are.
Because we're throwing money at this, and yet is it working?
Well, you know, I think one of the issues is that we throw money at the adults after they become adults. We throw it at the adults who are homeless, the adults who are at one safe place, the adults who are treated through Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. We throw a lot of money at adults, and there's a lot of research that says if we would throw that money at the families of 0 to 3 year olds or 0 to 5 year olds, it would be better spent.
I could go along with that. I mean, I think that if you catch them early, the Jesuits said that if you give me your child till he's 6, he'll always be a Jesuit. And you think about that. And this was told to me a long time ago. And I'm not saying anything about Jesuits. I'm just saying is I think you're right. If you can give a child a firm foundation by the age of 5, he or she is kind of set to be a success.
Yep.
My parents did that. Linda's parents did that. She was out when she was 7 years old helping build fences with her dad. It comes back to responsibility, giving the kids responsibility and giving them a chance. So I 100% agree with that. Uh-huh. Let's take that money frankly, it's being wasted on adults. Uh-huh. It is being wasted on adults. Maybe a small percentage of the adults can be fixed. Uh-huh. Most of them can't or don't want to be. And we put it in children and mm-hmm. give them a chance.
Mm-hmm. And teach the parents of those children along the way. Teach those parents better parenting techniques. You know, so actually that's one of my big things is strengthening families, you know. And
well, it's what happens when you have, when you look at inner cities, when they have single-parent families and multiple fathers of children living in the same family, you end up like, and I hate to say it, but you end up like Chicago, which shot 40 more people over the weekend, killed 7 more. And these kids have got no hope. They've got no future. And they understand that. I have no future here, but just as all I have is my game.
You know, we talk about Chicago and we talk about L.A., but we have some of those same problems right here. I mean, I was talking to a grandparent last night whose daughter has children by 4 different fathers.
We know grandparents who have adopted their children because of their kids have got heroin problems. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. The problem is here, too.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's in every economic status.
Yes.
It's in every part of our country, rural, urban.
So how do people help? I've got like a minute. How do people help? Who do they get a hold of?
Well, there are a lot of different ones. I always say call 211 and say this is my problem, and 211 will give you a list of people to call. You know, that's a safer way than me saying.
Yeah, but say people want to become a mentor. Who do they reach?
Well, you can call
you.
Me.
And then you can send them to the right spots, okay, or reach you how?
So the phone number for my office is, she's rapidly looking it up since she has it on quick dial.
We've all become a lot stupider with our phones.
Yes, I know. It's so sad.
And the office is called?
It's called One Safe Place.
Okay.
And if you call up.